Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Law Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri, and the Law Hour is an educational service in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally on 29 AM and FM radio stations 7 days a week here in the United States and in more than 75 countries worldwide over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit my webpage. That's georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. The Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law news and current events, so stay tuned for tonight's special report on kidney dialysis right after this message. Hey, are you concerned about your privacy? Well, how much does your government know about you, and how much do you want your government to know about you? Well, believe it or not, government only knows as much about you as you tell them about yourself. Everything the government, industry, or business knows about you is because you told them. That's right. You told them. The Fourth Amendment protects you. It protects you in your person, houses, papers, and effects, but it doesn't protect you from yourself. Now, can we have privacy in the computer age? Well, you bet we can. And that's because information is gathered and stored in a very reasoned and logical manner for later retrieval and use. It's knowing how much information is gathered, what information is stored, and what information that you want to keep personal and private that actually puts you in the driver's seat in your quest for privacy. Now, always keep in mind that no one knows anything about you that you have not revealed by your own hand or mouth. Now, if you'd like to learn more about privacy and privacy issues, why don't you call and ask for my free general law CD package? That's a 4-hour program. It's entertaining. It's informative. It's educational. Best of all, it's free of charge. And you can call right now. Just call the school at 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. Now, if you're online, go to the webpage, georgegordon.org. Click onto the email machine and then send an email request for that free general law CD package. Remember, that's georgegordon.org or call direct 417-273-4967. God, I looked at some big numbers here on kidney disease. Over 40 million Americans have rotting and diseased kidneys and bladders. 40 million. 20 million adults pee their pants running home to change their diapers. 20 million are incontinent. Over 300,000 Americans drain their blood with dialysis machines. They're called mechanical vampires. Boy, that's kind of staggering. Of course, you know, every time you take a look at some new medical problem, it's cancer, it's heart disease, it's multiple sclerosis and muscular dystrophy. You've heard me mention this more than once, that 100 years ago, the incidence of cancer was 1 in 33 people in their lifetime would expect to get cancer. Today, it's 1 in 2. 1 in 2. You know, when I was a kid, I never heard of anybody that had a problem with bladder or urinary problems. Not a one. I can't remember anybody. There was a couple of sickies around, a couple of kids that were a little fat, but other than that, we didn't have much in the way of complaints about health, especially when we're young. Boy, that's not the case anymore. And this is called House Calls. It's Dr. Richard Schultz's catalog from Nature Healing Publications, the voice of Dr. Richard Schultz. Schultz was a student of Dr. Christopher. Christopher is probably the foremost name in naturopathic doctors or naturopathic healing in the United States. Christopher's been dead for a number of years, but having one of his students, Schultz, who's pretty active, and you know he's good, he's been jailed several times. Yeah, that's right. I always tell people, you know, if you're talking to some religious guy and he hasn't spent any time in jail, well, then it's because he's not trying hard. Same thing is true with medical men. Anybody who's been jailed, you can just about bet, knows his onions. If he hasn't been in jail, He probably is an allopathic medical doctor, a witch doctor who doesn't know anything about health. He knows a lot about medicine. He knows a lot about treatment. He doesn't know anything about health or how to cure disease. Doctors don't deal in cures. They don't deal in health. Schultz does. Well, he's not the only guy in America that deals in health, but he's good at it, and I thought I would share with you a portion of his catalog, and in his catalog or in his newsletter, he usually picks up a subject. He'll talk about cancer one month, he'll talk about kidneys the next, and heart disease the next, and so on down the line, and explain to you what it is that's causing your malady and how to cure it. Furthermore, he'll not only tell you how to cure it, if you want to buy the herbs and teas and the natural ingredients to do it, you can buy it from somebody else if you want to, but you can also buy it from him. And when I learn something from somebody, I kind of like to trade with the guy, and so I trade with Schultz because his products are better than most. They're as good as any and better than most. Schultz is the guy that said he only buys from those people that he knows produces organically, because many of the herbal remedies coming into the United States come from India, China, and from overseas, and they're not full strength. Yeah, they're not full strength. They're just watered down counterfeits. So when I learned that from him, I said, oh, well, that makes sense. Yeah, where there's money to be made, there's always some kind of fraud involved. Where there's money to be made, you can guarantee that there'll be some fraud. So he starts out, he says, you know, peeing is something you take for granted. The man who said this to me went to bed one night, supposedly healthy, and he woke up the next morning. He was rushed to the hospital. He was dying from toxemia. An emergency catheter was shoved up his penis, and dialysis needles were rammed into his veins, draining all of his blood, and his life savings, that is his life savings, that's all of his money. Instead of a kidney transplant, this man became my patient, and he healed himself. So you can save yourself. You don't have to be like the average American. 40 million Americans have rotting and diseased kidneys and bladders. You don't have to be one of them. And he says, quit blaming everybody else. What destroys your kidneys and bladder is you. You're the one that's at fault. This isn't rocket science, friends. What causes the horrifying disease statistics listed above is the average American lifestyle. So if you want to protect yourself and your kidneys and your bladder from this nightmare, then you need to stop poisoning yourself and start living the healthy American dream. I'm going to pause here for a moment and make an observation. Schultz is the guy. Schultz. He said, disease only comes from two sources. You've got to poison yourself or starve yourself or make some combination of the two. Pretty bold, radical statement. Disease means I'm ill at ease, I don't feel good. If you're ill at ease and you don't feel good, you're diseased. We call that. Medical doctors say, well, if you're diseased and you feel bad, let's give you a treatment. Schultz says, why don't we take away the cause of that disease and then your body will heal itself and you don't need any treatment. It's a wild new concept. Mull it over a little bit. If you're like most Americans, that's so wild and off the wall you can't grasp it the first time around. So just stand by. Hang on. There's more. Don't be a victim because of health ignorance. Read my illuminating answers to the many customers' letters inside this newsletter, and also learn how to receive a free copy of my latest book, Healing Kidney and Bladder Disease Naturally. Friends, a little knowledge is a powerful healing tool. Now, you can get Schultz's newsletter. It comes out every month by simply calling and putting yourself on the list. And yep, he wants to sell you some herbs, minerals, and vitamins. That's the way he makes his living. That's the way he pays for the newsletter. But you don't have to buy anything from him. If you don't want to buy it from him, he'll tell you what it is you need. Go buy it at the health food store or someplace else if that's what you want to do. I recommend Schultz because he's kind of an upfront kind of guy. And here's his number. It's 1-800-HERB-DOC. It's easy enough. 1-800-HERB-DOC. Now, herb is spelled H-E-R-B. I know it's a little strange for American ears. Herb. Not herb, but herb. H-E-R-B-D-O-C. 1-800-HERB-DOC. Just call him and tell him, put me on your newsletter, would you? That's free. Or tell him, put me on the newsletter, and then if you're interested in kidneys, which I really caught my eyeball this month, why don't you tell him that you want the September 2003 house calls for kidneys. This happened to be in my pile over here, and I haven't gotten to it for a while, and I know it's a year old or a little more, but it doesn't make any difference. Everybody has a kidney or two, and they get diseased, and there's a cause. If you knew what the cause was, you could avoid it, and if you've got kidney failure, you can cure it. I know it's kind of crazy, but why don't you think about it? Number three, he says, as usual, folks, I'll make healing and protecting yourself easy and simple. Just by drinking a few quarts of water a day, you reduce the risk of getting kidney and bladder cancer by 50%. Now, that's easy enough. That didn't cost you any money. But you know, most of you people drink your water out of the tap, and it's filled with chlorine and fluoride, and that's what's causing your malady. Did you know that? That's poison. Fluoride is poison. That's not good, boys and girls. And chlorine, did you know that's poison? Yeah, that's not good for you either. Now, there's not very much in it in the water, and you can drink a lot of water with fluoride and chlorine in it, and it won't kill you today. And it won't kill you next week, and it won't kill you the month after, or maybe the year after that. But the accumulation of these toxic poisons in your body over a period of time will cause disease. Kidney disease is just one of the maladies. And Schultz is telling you, no, you could cure that if you just start drinking clean, pure water. I know for most Americans that's another wild new concept. Clean, pure water. That is water that doesn't come out of your faucet. Don't drink that water out of your faucet. I wouldn't even bathe in it because your skin is the largest body organ that your body has. Your skin, and it absorbs poisons and toxins. So I don't think I'd want to get in the bath. I don't think I'd want to get in the shower with water that's laden with fluoride and chlorine. But then, you know, let your conscience be your guide. You decide what's good for you. I decided what was good for me, so I got the hell out of the city where I could get some clean water. Clean water to drink and clean water to wash in. 50% just by drinking clean water. Inside, I'm going to tell you everything that you need to know about doing my full bladder, kidney, flush drink and my 5-day kidney, bladder cleansing and detoxification program, and you're going to laugh at how easy it is, and it only takes a few days. More importantly, you'll protect yourself from having an appointment every few days with the medical blood-draining vampire machine pictured above if you're on kidney dialysis. Now, I kind of kid people a little bit. This is pretty serious business. You know, if you're one of those 300,000 people, it's a life-threatening problem. You have to do that two or three times a week or you're going to die. And you're going to be tied to this machine for the rest of your life. So if your kidneys are still working, why don't you keep them working so that you're not one of these on the vampire machine? And if you are on the vampire machine, listen up because there's more to come. Now here's a part of the story, politically incorrect. Politically incorrect. Coca-Cola gives $1 million in grants to the American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry. You got that? Coca-Cola gives $1 million to the American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry. I imagine that's because Coca-Cola is such a good product that Coca-Cola, along with fluoride, probably prevents tooth decay. Don't you think? Well, listen to this. You know, the American Academy of Pediatric Dentists is a Chicago-based organization of children's dentists. They just accepted $1 million from the soft drink giant Coca-Cola for research. Coke and Pepsi continued to defend their products in spite of the fact that the Center for Science and the Public Interest called soft drinks liquid candy. This Washington, D.C. group urged dental groups to abandon their partnership with a company whose products cause tooth decay, cause obesity, and cause other health problems like diabetes in children. The director, Dr. Michael F. Jacobson, said, "It is hard to imagine a professional association of dentists choosing a more inappropriate partner to fund educational programs than Coca-Cola." He said that Coke's idea of education is spending billions educating children to consume caffeine and sugar-laden soda. Well, if that group of dentists would only send me that $1 million, I would tell them, heck, I'll tell them for free. Free. You don't need $1 million. There is direct evidence that consuming soft drinks leads to children's cavities and tooth decay, not to mention obesity, diabetes, and many other diseases. And this is probably due to the fact that one single 12-ounce soda contains 10 teaspoons of sugar. 10 teaspoons of sugar in every 12-ounce soda. Most dental groups say that soft drinks cause much damage to teeth because they bathe hard to clean areas of your teeth in sugar for long periods of time. Even after the soda is swallowed, harmful acids continue to eat away at the teeth. Even toxic fluoride treatments aren't powerful enough because sugar will beat fluoride every time. And that's just the tip of the soda scandal iceberg. Paying off dentists is one thing, but Coca-Cola has been getting school districts all across America into contractual obligations to sell Coke for serious kickbacks. In spite of dental groups' pressure on school districts to get out of the soda pop kickback deals, Steve Zakem, the director of finance for Kentwood County Schools in Kent County, Michigan, says it's very unlikely that Kent County will break its 10-year, 18-district, $28 million deal with Coca-Cola. Zakem says the deal pays for after-school programs like band uniforms and even the football team. My gosh, the band uniforms and the football team are more important than children's health, don't you think? Now, Coca-Cola spokesman Lee Scott, he's the vice president for public affairs at Coca-Cola, he says, "We feel very strongly that there's nothing wrong with people drinking our products as part of a well-balanced diet. Pepsi and 7-Up have also signed millions of dollars worth of deals with counties all across Michigan. Coca-Cola sells about 1.4 billion bottles of soft drinks to schools all across America every year. Coke and Pepsi have aggressively sought exclusive contracts with local school systems throughout the United States, which in turn allows them to install soda vending machines and soda in return for huge financial kickbacks. The schools get a percentage of the sales ranging anywhere from 5 to 50% depending on how much they can sell." In Hillsborough County, Florida, for example, Coke has contracts of up to 8 more years in 17 of the county's 19 high schools. In December, Pepsi-Cola offered the school district a 10-year deal worth an estimated $43 million in exchange for exclusive rights. Another group of dentists in Amarillo, Texas, is requesting changes in their independent school district's vending contract with Coca-Cola. And this is due to studies that show an increase in tooth cavities and obesity among those who consume soft drinks. Steve Austin, with the Panhandle District Dental Society, said that the health care costs outweigh the money that the district gets from selling Coke. But the Amarillo School District signed a $2.2 million 15-year contract in 1999, and it receives $465,000 a year from Coke sales. For school districts all across America, things really do go better with Coke. Now here's some more politically incorrect in the news. The University of Chicago surgeons perform triple transplant of heart, liver, and kidneys. Michael Gaynor waited 6 weeks in the hospital for his transplant organs to become available. The team of doctors who performed the triple transplant have performed well over 1,000 other transplant surgeries. It took a staff of about 100 doctors, nurses, and other hospital employees to perform this grueling 14-hour surgery. Only a month later, federal officials claimed that three Chicago hospitals used fraud and exaggerated to increase eligibility of patients for organ transplants. Chicago. Three institutions, including the University of Chicago, were named in the first ever allegation by the federal government that the hospitals used fraud and false diagnoses to increase eligibility of patients for organ transplants. Hospitals were also accused of placing patients in intensive care units to make them appear more sick than they actually were. One patient, who was certified in records as being 7 days away from death, was found by officials in the hospital lobby, dressed in a clown costume, putting on a show to drum up support for a blood drive. Hospitals must perform a minimum of 12 transplants a year for 2 years to be eligible for Medicare and Medicaid payments to reimburse the cost of the operations. Federal officials said one motive on the part of the hospitals was to make sure that they had performed enough operations to qualify for the money. The University of Chicago immediately agreed to settle with the federal government and the state of Illinois Attorney General's office and pay a fine of $115,000 in spite of the fact that hospitals make millions of dollars yearly. So what's my point? Well, the next time a medical doctor suggests to you or a loved one or a friend that they get an organ transplant, it might be that they just need to make up their quota. On the other hand, over the years, hundreds and hundreds of my patients and customers of the American Botanical Pharmacy who were put on organ transplant lists never needed the transplant surgery, and instead, they decided to stop doing what they were doing that was killing and destroying their organs, and start doing what cleanses, heals, protects, and strengthens that organ. The federal government should pay me for every person that I get off of the transplant list, but they don't. Some of our customers get off the transplant list by simply doing the 5-day cleansing and detoxification program with the kidney and bladder flush outlined in this newsletter. And as far as organ transplants go, I'm always amazed by some people's ignorance and other people's greed and the ability of these people to find each other. So what's in a billion? Well, a billion seconds ago, it was 1971. A billion minutes ago, Jesus was walking on the earth. And a billion hours ago, it was the Stone Age. A billion is such a big number, except, of course, to our federal government, which spends over $1 billion of our money every 8 hours. $1 billion every 8 hours. Or how about Americans over 65 with urinary incontinence, who spend over $26 billion every year to deal with it? $26 billion a year because of failed, partly failed, or problem kidneys. Now, there are about 100,000 billion. Now, that's 100 trillion cells in your body that need nutrition every day and also have to eliminate the waste. Oh, yes. And Americans feed these cells with over 3 $1 billion worth of frozen pizzas every year. And finally, being that the average American is about 70,000 bowel movements short in their lifetime, this means that every year Americans should be having about 280 million more bowel movements than they're having right now. Now, I can imagine teaching every American how to be healthy. I just can't imagine how we're going to cope with all of that extra fecal matter. So I just hope everybody doesn't stop eating frozen pizza all at once. Now here's an interview with Dr. Schultz discussing kidney and bladder cleansing. This is kidney and bladder cleansing. Let me give you a reminder. And that is that the opinions, beliefs, comments, views, and expressions that you hear on this program are mine and mine alone, and they do not necessarily represent the beliefs and opinions of the advertisers, the sponsors, the management, or the staff of this network, or of this radio station. For more information about the Law Hour and the editorial review, please go to my website. That's georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Or you can call the school direct at 417-273-4967. Again, that's area code 417-273-4967. You're listening to the Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week here in the United States and worldwide over the Internet. For more information about the Law Hour and the editorial review, please go to the website, georgegordon.org. The Law Hour is carried worldwide over the Internet, and all of these Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date. The Law Hour is an educational service brought to you in the public interest, and the Law Hour brings you timely reports on law, science, education, politics, religion, news, and current events 7 days a week. All right, tonight we're reviewing Dr. Richard Schultz's newsletter. It's the September 2003 newsletter. I selected it because I've covered other topics that Dr. Schultz has brought out, but never kidneys. So let's talk about your kidneys. The shock that I saw here was that the reason that I'm doing this review is because 40 million Americans have rotting and diseased kidneys and bladders. 40 million of us. My God. There's about 275 million of us in the country, so let's take 40 divided by 275, and what's that? Well, it's 14% of us. About 14% of Americans have kidney disease. 300,000 are on dialysis. Schultz calls it the vampire machine. Sucks your blood out, cleanses it, and puts it back in. And not to minimize the problem, if you're on dialysis, it's a life-saving procedure. There's no doubt about it. Schultz maintains that if your kidneys quit, it's your fault. Mine didn't quit. And everybody else's kidneys are working. So when your kidneys quit, there had to have been a cause for that. What happened? Now, the medical doctor swooped in and said, I can save your life now that your kidneys have quit. I will put you on the vampire, and we will save your life. You come in here, and if you've got enough money to pay for kidney dialysis, we can keep you alive. Well, you know, when you're faced with death, sounds like a pretty good deal. But it's only a second-rate deal if we could cure your kidney disease. Or, better yet, what if we could prevent it? What if we could keep you from getting kidney disease? Now, for most of you listening to me now, that's impossible. Most of you listening to me right now, you cannot give up your lifestyle. And it's your lifestyle that is going to destroy your kidneys. So, you don't need to listen any further. Turn this program off and go listen to something more intelligent like Sesame Street. But, for the three or four of you that I do have your attention, pay attention and listen to this. Schultz said, house calls. The first question is about a person that has chronic kidney infections. We have hundreds of people that write to us, and they call us all the time about their chronic kidney infections. So in the 3 decades that my clinic has been open, I literally treat and have treated thousands and thousands of patients for kidney infections. For some people, it was their first infection. And for many other people, they had experienced chronic kidney infections their whole life and had finally made it into my clinic doors. In either case, acute or chronic people should know that my 5-day kidney bladder cleansing and detoxification program, which includes my kidney bladder tonic, kidney bladder tea, and detox formula, along with my kidney bladder flush drink, always worked 100% of the time. Whether it was a person's first kidney infection or whether it was their 100th kidney infection, it always worked. And I've had patients with kidney infections that were so raging that no drugs that the team of medical doctors had prescribed worked at all. And I remember the first time a particular patient of mine followed my 5-day kidney bladder cleansing and detoxification program, in their own words, which they left on the answering machine in my clinic: "My kidney and bladder infection that no doctor and no drug could heal was completely healed after just doing your 1 5-day program." Kidney infections are not so difficult to get rid of. For years, medical doctors used sulfur drugs until they realized that the sulfur drugs were destroying other parts of your body and ruining your health. Today, they prescribe synthetic sulfur drugs. These synthetic sulfur drugs just hurt you in a different way as they're trying to deal with your kidney infection. Herbs are the safest and the most powerful way to heal any infection of the urinary tract. They work in a number of ways, but mostly by killing the bacteria and increasing your flow of urine, which naturally just reduces the bacteria or infection, the infection count or bacteria in your urinary tract. So if you'll keep this simple and to the point, everybody reading this who's got a kidney infection gets the Dr. Schultz guarantee that if they follow my 5-day kidney bladder cleansing and detoxification program, along with my kidney bladder flush drink, they have the Dr. Schultz guarantee that their kidney infection will be gone. And I've never had an exception to this rule, ever, in all the years that I saw patients with kidney infections in my clinic. Hang on, let me point something out to you. In the Bible, there are 32 herbs specifically mentioned, which are for the specific purpose of nourishing your body. In Genesis 1, 28 and 29, God says, "And God blessed them and said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." And God said in verse 29, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And every beast of the earth, and every fowl of the air, and everything that creeps upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat." And it was so. When a dog or a cow gets sick, when a cow is having a nutritional deficiency, she will walk into the woods and she will eat the leaves off of various shrubs and plants and balance her needs. I have an organic farm. I haven't had a case of mastitis in a cow in more than 10 years. And if I had a case of mastitis, I would take the cow and give her vinegar, and it would clear up the mastitis in 24 hours or less by simply balancing her alkaline acidity balance, her body acid balance. That's what causes mastitis. Dairymen spend millions of dollars a year buying antibiotics to cure mastitis, which is caused by a nutritional deficiency. Now, God told you what it is that you need to balance your body chemistry. They're called herbs.
Now the government comes along and says, oh no, no, that's wrong. God, you made a mistake. You can't have bloodroot, you can't have cocoa, you can't have heroin. There's a whole list of herbs, boys and girls, that the United States government bars you from having. Now God Almighty thought that you would be smart enough to handle every green herb on planet Earth. But God was wrong. God made a mistake. And thank God that you have Congress and the FDA to save you from yourself. And so now they give us drugs, synthetic drugs. And then Coca-Cola gives us 10 teaspoons of sugar in every can. Now let me tell you a little trick here, boys and girls. Your body can only digest and dispose of 3 teaspoons of sugar a day. That's 24 hours. In 24 hours, your body can take 3 teaspoons of refined sugar, digest it, and dispose of it. What in the hell is your body going to do with the other 7 teaspoons? It's going to store it up until it can dispose of it. And many of you people are so overloading your bodies. Your bodies are so toxic from the overload of sugar and refined fats, starches, flour, sugar, and fluoride, chlorine, that your body simply can't cope with that anymore. Then symptoms appear. Symptoms appear. Oh my God, I feel bad. I've got a pain. And you go to the doctor and he says, I know what we'll do. You don't have to quit drinking Coca-Cola. You don't have to quit eating refined sugar. You don't have to change anything. We'll put you on kidney dialysis now that your kidneys have stopped functioning. Now that you've overloaded your body with so many toxins that your body cannot survive anymore, we can fix it. You've got insurance. We'll take care of it. Down at Mercy Medical Center, we have a treatment. Well, okay, now let me get in the way of your happiness and success. But when Schultz tells you that herbs are the solution to your problem, I don't know where Schultz got his information. I'm just telling you that God Almighty Himself told you that refined drugs aren't the answer, but herbs are. And He gave us a lot of herbs. Now, there's a lot of knowledge, a lot of understanding concerning herbs. And Dr. Christopher, who used herbs for years, and this guy Schultz, who is one of Christopher's students, is using herbs to cure these diseases. The first thing you got to do is to clean your body out. You're either being poisoned or starved. Usually it's a combination of both, poisoned and starved. Now here's Schultz again with a second house call. Listen to this. He says, I suffer from chronic bladder infections. A friend of mine told me that bladder infections can be caused from holding your bladder for too long. He has also told me that they can lead to such or much more serious problems. Is this true? Schultz. First, no one should ever hold their bladder. And I'm not saying that their bladder infection is from holding their urine too long, but no one should hold their elimination ever for any reason, whether that's bowel elimination, bladder or urine elimination, whether that's gas from the rear end or from the front end, sneezing or anything else. Never, never, ever, ever suppress your body's elimination process. In fact, a fundamental of Dr. Schultz's program of how to heal yourself of anything is stimulating and then increasing the amount of elimination that comes out of your body. The worst thing anybody can do is to suppress their elimination. That includes suppressing your urine. Holding on to your urine can certainly stretch your bladder and cause scarring infection. The flow or urine is one of the simplest natural immune functions of your body to keep your urinary tract, your kidneys, and your bladder from getting infections. So if you want to guarantee a fast infection of the kidneys and bladder, all you have to do is to stop someone's urine flow. naturally flowing urine moving out of your body washes out the bacteria, the parasites, and all types of harmful microorganisms out of your kidneys and your bladder before they have a chance to develop and grow into anything that can hurt you. So your elimination system, which flushes your body continuously, is one of the primary functions of your immune system that keeps you from getting diseased, ill at ease. It's so silly that kidney and bladder disease has become an epidemic in America, especially since it's so easy to prevent and it is so simple to heal. Also, you have to realize that all infections, especially chronic ones like this person is talking about, cause heat and inflammation. And heat and inflammation cause scarring. So any chronic infection of the kidneys and bladder will cause scarring. So I'm agreeing with this person. So the best way to get rid of any kidney or bladder infection, whether it's acute or chronic, is to increase your flow of urine, which is what a diuretic does. And then destroy the bacteria. And that's what the kidney bladder formulas do. Just juniper berry alone has volatile oils that destroy bacteria in the urinary tract. And at the same time, this wonderful plant causes you to urinate more. It's a diuretic. Yuva ursa, my second favorite herb in both of these formulas, is not only a diuretic, which increases the amount that you urinate, so it's going to flush the bacteria out sooner, but it also has essential oils that kill bacteria in your urinary tract. And it's famous for doing that. So the two main functions, as you will read in my book, Healing Kidney and Bladder Disease Naturally, of the herbs in these formulas is to help you urinate more frequently and to destroy the bacteria that lives in your kidneys and bladder. It's a natural solution. And I should also point out here that the number one cause of bladder infections is E. coli bacteria. And E. coli bacteria, of course, is the bacteria that is from our intestinal tract. So two things that I always hold to my patients, or told my patients about, primarily the females. This may sound overly simple, but you would be surprised at the amount of women in my clinic that after they peed, after they urinated, wiped from back to front after they eliminated. You cannot do that without getting E. coli bacteria from your rectum around your vagina and your urethra. So you don't ever wipe from the back to the front. I know for some of you that are laughing right now, that sounds like common sense. But again, I used to have to instruct many of my female patients on how to wipe after they eliminate it to keep from spreading disease. It's elementary hygiene 101. Wipe from the front to the back. Secondly, for men and women, a very important way that people should eliminate the vast majority of kidney and bladder infections is to urinate after sex. Urinate after sex. During sexual activity, it is very common for E. coli bacteria around the genitals to get into the opening of the urethra, whether it's a woman or a man. And bacteria move. And bacteria move right up that urethra into your bladder. And a great way to get rid of E. coli bacteria after sexual intercourse is to just urinate. Go potty. And all I can say is that those who urinate after sex rarely, if ever, get a bladder or kidney infection due to E. coli bacteria. Now, if I could say one thing more, garlic is our sulfur plant. Garlic is our sulfur plant. It contains over 80 known sulfur compounds. It is an herb that contains 80 sulfur compounds. Medical doctors treat kidney and bladder infections with sulfur, artificial sulfur. Garlic is natural. Garlic contains over 80 known sulfur compounds. And remember, I said at the beginning that sulfur was the drug of choice for doctors for urinary tract infections. And nowadays they use synthetic sulfur. Now I say, how about just using God's sulfur in its natural form called garlic, which is definitely garlic. And I suggest 3 raw cloves a day, eaten at different times, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, for anyone that has a kidney or bladder infection, to augment my 5-day kidney bladder cleansing and detoxification program. See how simple that is, boys and girls? Now here's another house call. Listen to this. He said, I have a question from an older woman who says, recently, I have been having a terrible time holding my bladder. I understand this happens with old age, but I refuse to start wearing diapers. Is there anything I can do about it, or is it too late? Schultz. Well, my first thought is, don't accept old age. Do not accept old age. And yes, there is something that you can do about it. It's called getting healthy. Get your health back. Now, some people call it reversing the aging process. Get on all of my programs. I often say to people, start with superfood and end up with clinical air, and then do everything in between. Obviously, you would do the kidney bladder flush, the whole 5-day kidney bladder cleansing and detoxification program. With the kidney and bladder herbs and my detox formula. Now, you may have an infection. Often, these infections cause people to urinate more frequently, and it causes them not to be able to hold their bladder. This will make sure that you have an infection that you get rid of. So if you have an infection, you need to get rid of it, and it needs to be treated, and you need to create a healthy lifestyle in the process, just like the people need in the previous question that have infections. Create a healthy lifestyle, and you will reverse the aging process. Your bladder will get stronger. You will disinfect your urinary tract. One of the reasons that people have a hard time holding their bladder is because of the amount of toxins that come out in the urine. People go, well, where do all these toxins come from? Well, I can tell you. They come from you. The toxins, they come from you. They're coming into your mouth. You're putting these toxins into your body through your mouth, from your hand and from your arm. They're what you're eating. They're what you're drinking. And the more toxins that you take into your mouth, especially drinking drinks like soda pop and habitual coffee use and alcoholic beverages in extreme. You know, some people out there who read this know that after a night of partying, you wake up in the morning and you urinate, and it burns like you're pissing fire. And it's because all the toxins that are in your urine at this point are coming out, and it burns your penis or your urethra. So by creating a healthy lifestyle, your urine will be less toxic, your bladder will be less irritated, and you will find that you will not need to start buying diapers. It'll just go away naturally. Now, boys and girls, does any of this make sense to you so far? What do you think would happen if you were to reach in and pull out a capsule of arsenic and pop a pill of about 3 or 4 grams of arsenic. Do you think you might have some distress? Toxic distress? How about some cyanide, maybe? Think maybe you might have some toxic distress? My God, you know, when I mention that to people, they say, "Why, Gordon, you must be some lunatic. Why, those are deadly poisons." Did you know that sugar is a deadly poison? Now, instead of taking 3 or 4 grams of arsenic, why don't we try this? This is what they did to Napoleon. They didn't give him a fatal dose of arsenic. They just gave him a little bit of arsenic over a long period of time. And Napoleon Bonaparte died of arsenic toxicity. Just a little bit of arsenic. Not enough to make him sick. Just enough to accumulate in his body until it reached critical mass. And he died. His kidneys shut down. And he died. He didn't have the vampire. Now, boys and girls, we poison ourselves every day. We drink water out of the faucet. The faucet has chlorine and fluoride. Well, okay, there's only a little bit in there and it won't kill you, but over a long period of time it builds up in your body. Now add to that nicotine from the cigarettes you smoke or from the air that you breathe. Add to that the toxic, noxious waste that you're breathing every day in downtown Los Angeles. And then add to that all of the other toxins that you eat, drink, and breathe in your everyday way of life. You know, from time to time, it might be advantageous for you to detoxify. I know that's a wild, wild concept. It's a new word. It's something that to Americans' ears is really crazy. Wild and crazy. But you know, if this makes sense to you, think about it for a minute. You don't need to buy these herbs from Shultz. Hell, go down to the health food store and buy your own. Mix them up. The reason that I recommend Shultz is because he puts out a newsletter and he says, "Let me tell you how to cure yourself. Let me tell you, first of all, here's what's causing your problem. And then here's how to cure it." Now, he makes up these herbs. Now, remember, it's not just one herb. It's a combination of herbs. You can take them. You can mix them up. You can get some books on herbs and herbology. Hell, you can get Dr. Christopher's books, and he tells you, "We got the books right here at home." I find that it's more convenient for me to simply send off to Shultz and say, "Hey, send me the 5-day detox program." And I send him the money order and he sends me back the stuff and it's already mixed for me because, frankly, boys and girls, George Gordon is just too damn lazy to mix up his own. I don't want to spend the time, effort, and energy doing it. If you're lazy like I am, then send him a money order and then say, "Hey, send me that 5-day bladder cleansing program." Now, I've done some other programs on health, and I've told you about Shultz a number of times. You know, every year here on the farm, we mix up our own worm tincture, tonic. I go out in the fall and I pick up a bunch of walnuts. I stick them in quart jars and fill them full of vodka. And then I make this black tincture. I worm my cows with walnut hulls. I worm my kids with walnut hulls. I worm myself with walnut hulls. I know how to worm myself. If you don't have this available to you and you don't know how, then Shultz has the formula and he can do it for you. You only have to do it twice a year. You worm yourself twice a year. That's it. My granny used to do it about 3 or 4 times a year. Always thought she was excessive. Americans today never worm themselves. If I told you that you were full of worms, you wouldn't believe it. But you are, and you get them from the beef you eat and from the pork you eat. You get them from the food you eat. You get them off of the lettuce. Did you think that all those Mexicans out there in the fields picking that lettuce wash their hands after they go big out in the field, boys and girls? Now, do you wash your lettuce very carefully so that you can get that Mexican's big that's on your lettuce off? Man, come on, guys. Let's grow up and get real. The food that you're eating comes from Mexico and Guatemala and Chile. It comes from China and third world countries where hygiene isn't even in their vocabulary, much less in their latrines. Yeah, you're full of worms. In fact, you're probably full of worse than that. Now, I'm going to take this up again next time, and we'll take a look at house calls for Schultz. I'll pay a little mark right here. I've only got another couple of minutes here. I want to tell you where you can get a copy of the catalog. I'm not going to tell you to go buy his stuff. I'm just saying call the guy and order the catalog. Order the newsletter. It's free of charge. Well, at least it's free to me. I don't see a price on here, and he's always sent it to me free. It's called the American Botanical Pharmacy. Our Marina Del Rey, California retail store is located at 4114 Glencoe Avenue. And they're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturday, 9 to 5:30. And this is Marina Del Rey, California. They got a retail store. 4114 Glencoe Avenue. Or you can call 1-800-HERB-DOC. That's 1-800-H-E-R-B-D-O-C. 1-800-HERB-DOC. All right, order the newsletter. Just tell him that, hey, would you send me your newsletter? And he'll do that because he wants to sell you his products. That's the way he makes his living. He's no dummy. He mixes that up. And I'm, like I said, I'm just too lazy to mix them up. The formulas aren't contained in the newsletter, but you can get these formulas out of herbal books. They're around. They're not hidden. You can get them in health food stores. We have them here. We're kind of health food nuts, and so we've got all these herbal books, and we know how to do this. The reason I want to share it with you is because I had a guy, really a good guy. His name is Charlie Walders from Acres USA, and you've heard me read from Acres a number of times and review their programs. And Charlie told me one time he was on dialysis, and I kind of felt bad about it. But, you know, most people believe in their medical doctors like they believe in God. And they're not about to make any changes when they get to be old and full of years. They're thankful and they're grateful for their God, the medical doctor, who's saving their life with the vampire. And if you're not worshiping the vampire and allopathic medicine, you might want to consider herbs. After all, that's what God made herbs for. I'm about out of time. You're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Remember, The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week in the United States and worldwide over the Internet. Keep in mind that all of these Law Hour programs are archived. You can get this program and reproduce it on MP3 right off the archives. And it's on the Internet by title and date, so you can get what you want when you want it. So the Law Hour programs are archived on the Internet by title and date. Just go to the Law Hour website. That's georgegordon.org. georgegordon.org. Hey, I'm out of time. There's the signal. It says I got to go. So we'll see you back here tomorrow night. Same time, same station. God willing, of course. So until then, good night, friends.